Hello, fellow humans. My name is Felipe. Today, I'm here to complain about stuff. Today's topic will be about stores. Oh boy, that's always exciting, isn't it? So the first thing I'm gonna complain about is about running into people at the store. Just so annoying. Like, let's say I didn't dress up to go to the store, which I never do. I mean, I usually go with my PJs. Why should I have to dress up to go to a store? Okay. Well, I run into people I know there, and I'm just like, oh boy. They're there talking to me, saying, oh yeah, why are you wearing PJs, you know? And I, you know what I answer? I tell them, because I feel like it. And I walk away proud. It's just so annoying when they ask stuff like that, when they're like, why don't you come to the store prepared? Even my mother. Gosh. Well, just running into people in the store. Like, I just want to get in, buy what I need, and get out. Go home. Be fine. I'll be fine. That's how it is. But no, I always have to run into someone that I don't want to. Oh my gosh. The lines. The lines in the place. They're just... it doesn't get that crowded because there's stores. Like the supermarket, when I go there and stuff, the lines are so long and I'm just there waiting and only one is open. One line that's open. That's the only thing. The store clerk, there's only one that's actually working. The rest of them, who knows what they're doing? Who knows where they are? They're gone. They're probably on the break. And still, there's only one open. And so they see the long line and they're like, oh right, we gotta help this person. I work here. So they have to go open a new one. Gosh. Another thing I'm complaining about is rude people. Rude people at the stores. Gosh. You know what? Let's say I want to buy a bag of chips. You know, I'm about to reach for that bag. Last bag of chips when someone else snatches it away from me and they go over there and purchase it, and I'm just there with the wide eyes, and I'm like, what just happened? I was about to buy that last bag of chips. This person just took it from me, and I can't really complain about it because, well, actually I am complaining about it right now. Oh, and I always start yelling. I always... the worst part is when they start complaining to the store clerk about dumb stuff. Like, the dumbest stuff you will ever hear. Well, they're just like, no, you didn't scan my card right. Or, oh my gosh, you didn't count the money right. Do it again, or so and so. Gosh. When they're returning stuff, they complain so much and they start yelling at the store clerk like it's their fault. Gosh. And it just gets so annoying. Oh my gosh. The slow people on the lines. Like, let's say someone's just bought a lot of stuff and they're just there patiently waiting as the store clerk just scans every single thing they have, which is like 100 items. They're making so much stuff. Oh my gosh. And everyone else in behind them, they're just like, you done yet, dude? You done yet, bro? Oh my gosh. There's always those people at the stores that just start yell. They're just fighting. Like, two people will be fighting for who knows what, and they're just yelling at each other, and then the store clerks have to come. I find that annoying, because they're just yelling. They're just there yelling, distracting everyone, being annoying, annoying me. Gosh. And then some, you know when you're in lines, and then there's usually like some people, have you ever had someone behind you that just gets too close for comfort? You know, they're just getting like kind of close to you and you scoot up. You scoot up in the line, but then they scoot up too. And you're just like, oh, there's a reason that I was scooting up, person. Oh, dang. It just gets so annoying, and I just want to yell at them to back up. You know, there's personal space bubble, you know. There's that thing. Another thing. Oh my gosh. When people are at the store and they don't bring not dollar bills, but they don't bring actual cash. Right? They bring change. And not just any change. Oh no. Pennies. And then they have to count them. Let's say they lose track of the pennies. They're like, oh, wait, what number was I on? 50? Oh, sorry, I lost count. Have to start all over again. Well, everyone in the back of the line is just groaning, and they're just like, oh my gosh. That annoys me. It just annoys me. Which really sucks. Another thing that usually happens at the store that I go to, usually the machines that scan the food stamps and stuff like that, I don't know what happens to them, but they just, like, it's not that they shut down, they just break down or something. They stop working for a bit, for a couple hours, actually. And I'm just there, like, the food stamps is the only thing I got. I didn't bring any cash because I thought I didn't need it. I came with the food stamps to not waste my cash. Oh my gosh. And then it doesn't work, so then I just have to walk home. I'm just like, great. Wasted my, oh my gosh. Just wasted energy. Walking all the way to the store. Just so that machine can break down. Then I have to go back home. Gosh. Then, another thing that really annoys me is when people, like, let's say if I was gonna reach over to get one of the drinks that I usually right there, like, let's say if I was gonna get some soda, right, and then someone else is also reaching for it, but then they stop themselves. They're like, oh, you can get it and all that stuff. Well, actually, that's a bad example. No, like, let's say if I was just gonna pass through one of those aisles. But then they come with their shopping cart and they're like, oh wait, no, you first. And then I'm about to go, but then they're about to go too, and they're like, oh wait, sorry, you go first. I said, and then we're just like that for about 2 minutes or so. And I'm just there like, you done yet? Oh my gosh. So then, this store that's really close to me has the store that's closer to me than the other ones, the other stores. It's like a walking distance, not that far, which is good. Right? The person that worked there was a bit too nice, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, people are nice and stuff like that, but it was just so nice. To me, it was unsettling. I don't know, I just got this, like, this feeling that person was a pedo. I mean, I don't know. Like, haven't you guys ever gotten that feeling? No? When someone's just too nice? Just too nice. And you're just like, I mean, I've heard of people being nice, which is rare. But being so nice and generous like that, to me, it feels unsettling. And not to mention, it was shady that the person only worked there for about 2 months and then left. He asked for my name. I get it. Acquaintances and stuff like that, right? I asked him about his day and stuff. Because that's what I do. Whenever I go to the store, I ask about their day. I ask about the worker's day. Whichever worker or employee I run into, I usually ask about their day and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. It just feels natural. And I guess it was natural for him to ask my name and stuff like that, but it just felt so unsettling. You know? I didn't even think I know his. No, I think he told me one time, but I probably just forgot it. Who knows? Well, new people work there, so I can't complain about that now. So, something that usually occurred is that, let's say if I have $5 and I go buy a big pack of Takis and have two drinks, because that's what I usually buy. Usually I give the $5 and stuff and they're like, oh, this isn't enough. Like, it's supposed to be five something plus tax. And I'm just like, oh, you serious? You serious? And they're like, yeah, man, but don't worry. You know, yeah, I'll let you off the hook on the house. I don't know if they do that because I look young. Because I can assure you, I'm not that young. I'm not. Who knows? But I'm sure I can't get used to that kind of generosity from people. So, when I don't have enough money, it's embarrassing. Oh, gosh. I just hate that. When you don't have enough, and you're just there. Oh, my gosh. Another thing that really pisses me off are the new employees. They're just new, and I ask them, hey, what aisle is this in? And they, like, look around, and they're like, oh, me. You're talking to me? And I'm like, yeah, man. Where is the chips? Where are the chips? What aisle? Of course, I already know the aisle. But let's say I'm asking for something else that I don't know the aisle of. So then, they have no idea. They have to either look around or ask another person. Ask another employee. And I'm just like, why didn't I ask them instead of you? Gosh. I don't know, just some stuff that the new employees do really pisses me off. I don't know if it's the same for you guys or if you guys are new. You know, it's just so frustrating. And did you know that for some reason now bags are 10 cents? 10 cents. I mean, I know that isn't that much. It's just 10 cents. But you have to pay for bags? Oh my gosh. What's next? They're gonna raise it to like a dollar or something? Gosh. Oh, something that I really despise. And the last thing I'm gonna complain about in stores. Something that I truly despise are price changes. When, like, one store has these big bag of chips, right? That it says it says it's on sale or something like that. For at least $3.75, right? $3.75. And then I go to check it out, and then the store clerk tells me, oh, no, this isn't on sale. It's $4.75. And I'm just there like, but the thing said, yeah, we know, we forgot to change it. And I get so pissed off. Just price changes like that and stuff when it gets it wrong. I just get so pissed off. Anyway, that's the end of my rambling about stores. Tell me any stories you have and any complaints about the stores. Oh my gosh. And I'll see you next time.